Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm a Scatman.
Welcome back to the Johnny B Show, Super Shark Show, Wednesday night, following Ask the Dom. We are in the second hour, which is the final hour. Myself, at home in the Fat Cave studio, broadcasting live, behind the board, making it all work, Big Will Koontz.
How many times do you think Odell Beckham is going to hear this song this season?
Yeah. Boy. Yeah.
He's a scat man. Get it?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Oh, okay.
Scat film, yeah.
Yep.
I got it. Yeah, we're good. Pretty gross. Pretty gross.
This one's for you, Odell. Good luck this season.
Yeah, screw that guy. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get the hype over Odell Beckham Jr. Like, if you look at his stats, since 2014, his stats have steadily declined. Like,
oh, he's got
okay.
Stupid. He had Eli thrown to him at the beginning. Say what you will about Eli, but
Eli won two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Well, a lot of, he gets. I don't know. He gets. Like he's not respected. I feel like.
You know why?
Not like Peyton.
You know why he's not respected? Because he doesn't have the flashy personality, and he looks dumb in the face.
Yeah. He's
sorry.
Not flashy. He won two Super Bowls, though. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy produces.
Wait,
you
is
know?
It two
sorry.
Or three?
Two. He won two. Yeah.
He's Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't he be? He's a Manning. He should get in the Hall of Fame just for his name. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people's problems are. You know, not everybody's flashy. Sorry. You know, like Brad Johnson's not doing underwear commercials, but the guy won a Super Bowl. So.
Is Brad Johnson's not in the Hall, is he?
No, he won't be. He won one Super,
he won
Bowl,
Super Bowl.
But yeah, I know. But that's not enough, dude. A lot of people win Super Bowls.
He played for a long time. His stats were pretty good, right?
Yeah. No, he did fine. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but it's not enough.
Not even in consideration for a Super Bowl? Like, not even close?
What do you mean? You mean for a Hall of Fame? No.
Yeah.
No, there's a lot of really good players that still aren't in. Like, I was listening to Ben Swig the other day on another show. Roger Craig isn't in the Hall of Fame. Mm. The running back for the 49ers in the 80s, that, like, pretty much he was the first real West Coast offense running back. Or he's getting, like, 100 catches a year from as a running back. Like, he's not in the Hall of Fame. He won, like, I think 3 or 4 Super Bowls, so really weird. 727-579-1025-800-771-1025. Let's go grab this phone call real fast. Johnny B Show, who are you?
Hello, Johnny B.
Hello. Who's this?
It's your old friend Cherokee. I was wondering if I could get out of the dog pound.
Oh, man.
Did you get a new phone number, Cherokee?
Did he do that
to
us? No,
it's the same one. It's 333.
It's just been so long that I don't recognize his number anymore.
It's been a good time. So what's going on, man? What's going on, Cherokee?
Hey, brother. I was just hoping we could bury the hatchet, so to speak, and I could call in again. We could be friends.
That was a Native American joke. I
figure
we buried a tomahawk real fast. Yeah, I think you've had I think you've been in timeout long enough there, Cherokee Smollett. You know, I'm like 9/11 though. I never forget, Cherokee. Mm-hmm. I never forget.
I know. I never forget either. But also, everyone else forgot about why I was banned. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it, buddy. You Smolletted us, but it's fine. You were just trying to. You were just trying to help entertain the show. I know it came from a good place.
Yes, it did, sir. It certainly
so
did.
So what's going on, Cherokee? How's your life?
My life hasn't changed much, man. I'm just, hanging out in the double-wide teepee here. Did some smoked mullet over the weekend. That was really good.
You smoked your own mullet?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I used to eat. Yeah. I grew up eating smoked mullet back in Seminole Heights, but I always just bought it from a roadside vendor, you know, let the pros do the smoking of the mullets. And as an adult, I become a bit bougie and I don't eat mullet anymore. I eat the fancier fish, but I grew up on it, and good smoked fish is good for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, and if it's free, it's fine, man. If you can just go cast your line, get some mullet, smoke it up, you know.
Do you throw a cast net out? You throw out a cast net, got your mullet?
No. I'm strictly just a line fish.
Really? Like, all right. I've never seen anybody catch a mullet with a pole. I've always seen cast nets get the mullets.
Really?
Yeah. What kind of bait do you use to catch a mullet?
It takes a while, man, but it usually you got to bobber fish it, you know, and
bob it.
With little shrimp on it or whatever. I mean, mullet will eat anything. So
bobber it, daddy. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, cool. This has been very stimulating. Look, we're all made up now, Cherokee. We look forward to your phone call tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, sir. I'm glad we could.
All right, buddy.
Mend the fences
before you go to bed, you go smack around little Cherokee. You deserve it. All right. Wink, wink.
Yep.
All right. Hey, who do you got on the game tomorrow night? If you're a betting man.
Kansas City, take the spread. I think they're favored by 8 or 8.5, maybe 9. I think Kansas City wins by 12. Go ahead, put your money on it. You're welcome.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, hey, freak off. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, Cherokee Smollett. He didn't catch a mullet with a pole, with a bobber.
He didn't lie again.
I know, man. You catch him with a cast net. I mean, I'm not no Bubba Buckencourt, but I've seen people catch mullet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's go to line 2 real quick. Hopefully it's somebody good. Hey, Johnny B Show, who are you?
Johnny B, this is Chump Club Mike. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, yeah, I smelled pizza sauce through the foam. What's up, daddy?
Actually, marinara tonight, but you know. Mm. Mm, all right, okay. I got a fat guy problem. I was at work today, bent down to get some chicken wings, put them in the fryer.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Pants ripped.
Oh,
yeah.
Big old rip.
Nah. In the ass or the crotch?
Oh, from front to back, all the way, where you have to wear an apron
one.
In the...
Nice.
A full one, where you have to wear an apron in the back to cover the hole.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Right. Oh my God. Okay.
Now here's
my
dilemma.
I got it.
I've been searching for a couple hours on pants and stuff. And as a fellow fat guy, where do you get your clothes at? Where do you get your pants at?
Buddy, I'm glad you asked. Where I get everything at? Amazon, baby. Dude, I'm telling you, Amazon is a godsend. Especially with big and tall clothes. Like I get my jeans, I get slacks, I get everything on Amazon. Cheap. Good.
All right.
Yeah. I'm gonna send you a link to the brand of jeans that I get on Amazon. It's actually an Amazon brand. But I'll slide into your DMs, Daddy. I'll send you a link because like I used to wear most of the jeans I would buy would be Lee's or Levi's or something name brand, and I'd go to the mall. I used to go to university.
I like Dickies.
All right. Well, look, your sexual preference has nothing to do with your jeans, buddy. All right. And look, if you like Dickies, it's good that you busted your pants open. You know what I'm saying? Easy access. Okay. Well, they sell those too. I bought Dickies on Amazon also. Amazon has everything. Screw brick and mortar. You know what I mean? You know, if you're some mom and pop that owns a clothing store, I don't feel sorry for you. You got into the wrong business. Amazon is king. Mm-hmm. Bezos all day.
Yeah, what's he worth? $200 billion now?
Don't care. Ridiculous. He got another 150 from me today. I know that. I order everything.
Yeah,
I was in the bathroom.
I was in.
This is how bad I am. I was in the bathroom making a two, and I saw that the door stop was bent, so I ordered 4 more door stops while I was on the toilet. Thanks, Amazon. They'll be here tomorrow. That's how I do things. It's horrible. But it's awesome. All right, man. So
it is.
Don't worry about it, Johnny. No, you're awesome, buddy. You enjoy letting your balls flip around until you get home, all right?
All right. Later, man.
Later on, Tubby. All right. Well, we got more calls, Will?
We do. We got 2 more.
We're so popular. All right, let's grab them. Johnny B Show, who are you?
Hey, Johnny, it's James. What's up?
Oh, yeah. What's up, kid?
I'm well, man. If y'all remember, I believe on Friday when you were talking about the best thing that ever happened to him, you gave Cherokee homework for that, and he never followed through.
Oh, that's right. See, we forget these things.
God,
I'm so glad that people actually have memories and minds that they can remind us of this stuff. He did. That's right. He did not fulfill. Cherokee, that's what you have to do for tomorrow for your call. You have to have something prepared.
Homework,
man. And what was the homework assignment again? The what was it? The best thing that's
ever happened to him and the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
And they have to be real. You can't make this up, man. Right. Don't Smollett us tomorrow.
We'll know.
Jerk.
We'll know.
Yeah. Seriously.
All right. And one more thing. And like, if you don't want me to do it, can I give you my Kelly impersonation?
Oh, no.
Do it. Yeah. It's going to hurt your throat.
All right. Johnny B.
Oh, my God. That is so good.
Yeah, it sounds just like him.
Big Willie Coons up in the house.
Yeah, that's it.
Say it.
Oh, my God.
Say it.
Will, how did you get Frank Caliendo on the line so late
at night?
I don't
know. My God.
It's amazing.
Very accurate. Yeah, it's real good.
Great job.
All right, later, guys.
See you, man.
Later.
See you.
Oh, man. He's our best fan.
Definitely.
Hands down, the best.
Hands down.
Let's go to the next line. Johnny B. Show. Who are you?
Hey, shout out to you guys for the public service announcement. I didn't even think about it, but I just got out of the bathroom and I looked in the toilet and realized I never look in the toilet before, you know, sitting down to go number two. But because of you guys, you maybe saved a life tonight and a dong.
Good call.
Why? Was there something in there?
No, man. The snake. Remember the story?
Yeah, no, but you said I saved the life. Like you made it sound like there was a snake in there waiting on you.
No, I'm just saying. You never think about something like that. Yeah. When you're so comfortable in the safety of your own home. You know, and it's something that could easily happen. I'm just saying, you guys.
I always look in the toilet. Like even when I'm not using the restroom, like if I'm just in there washing my hands, I always take a peek in there because maybe I left the tiny floater, didn't make it down on the first flush, and you know I gotta take care of that problem. Like I'm constantly looking in there to make sure that everything's on the up and up. And look, we've done stories about snake toilet attacks, and they're always out of like Thailand. So I haven't seen a U.S. one yet. Knock on wood. But,
Australia, I see them from there sometimes. I don't know. This is Florida, though, which you never know what could be popping up.
But the plumbing's different here. Yeah, I'm sure we have something in the plumbing that protects us from penis bites, I hope.
I thought, didn't you see like alligators in there sometimes? I think they can get in.
I think that's a myth. There's no alligator coming up in your toilet. It'd be a tiny little alligator.
I bet you I could,
just be a nibble.
It could still bite. I'd rather get hit by a snake than a baby alligator, though. They might get your whole ding-dong.
I think the alligator's a better story.
Off. Yeah.
Anyway, all right, man. Well, you keep protecting that dinghy.
Thanks, brother. Take care, Jeff.
No problem, man.
Bye, man.
We're here for your penis. Bye-bye.
We got one more call. You want to take it real quick?
All right. Yeah, let's get it. Johnny B. Show, who are you?
Johnny B. E.G.
Oh, yeah. Our number one pizza guy. Yeah. What's up?
How y'all doing, gentlemen?
Good. Did you get those stickers I sent you?
You know what? I haven't been checking my mail, but I thought about the other day, Will, and I can't wait to put them on my car, man. You know what? I got that Johnny B schedule, 65 hours a week, upside down. I think I'm a bad husband. You know, I get depressed and stuff like that.
Jeez.
People don't tip me and stuff. And then at 9 o'clock, guess what happens? Yeah. I hear this theme song and my whole world turns around because I know I get to hear Johnny B and Big Willie Coons.
Hell yeah. I'll say it. I'll say it for that.
Say it.
I will.
Say it.
I just did.
Say it. Say it.
Consider it done.
Rip it off and yank it up. Well, dude, that's why we do it, EG. Obviously, it's not for financial gain. We do it because we love entertaining folks just like you and James and Mike and even Cherokee. Like, we know that if we miss a night of radio, then we miss a night of entertaining you folks and putting you in a better place. And I think that's why a lot of people in radio do it. So thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Well, it's like when you have a schedule like I respect you guys do, you know, you get tired and when you hear when I hear y'all on the radio, man, you make me laugh. And dude, I just really appreciate everything y'all do, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, man, we appreciate you listening, obviously.
Yeah,
so,
go check your mailbox, man.
Yeah, go get your damn stickers.
I'm putting my sticker on the car.
Hell yeah, dude.
Do it.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Say it.
See you, man.
Later, bud. Okay. Well, Will, that brings us to weed. Mm. Oh, weed. Won't it be great when we get to a point where weed isn't taboo anymore? When you could just light up in front of somebody and then everybody doesn't freak out. I mean, wouldn't it be nice if on Bone TV I could just light up a spliff and just get smoked out in the middle of the show?
I mean, I won't. You kind of could. It's pretty acceptable now, I think. It's pretty mainstream.
I don't think so. No, we do. We have to take a drug test to get this job. If I were to reach right down there and pull something up and just, no way, dude, that's unacceptable. But it looks like we're slowly getting to a place where it's going to be widely accepted. Because we have this report here that I guess they did a survey of Floridians, and I think it says 86% are okay with legalizing weed. That is a huge number. That is a big-ass number. And it's about damn time. I mean, I know we just legalized medicinal edibles finally. And I know that was one of the things that Ron DeSantis said when he got elected. That was I didn't expect, you know, out of a Republican governor. He came out and said, look, we shouldn't be able to tell you how to consume your medicine. If you want to smoke it, smoke it. You want to eat it, eat it. Like, I was like, damn. Okay, Ron. I hear you, baby. You know, so I thought that was very cool, and I thought that was a very progressive move to even say that, which I like. But we gotta get to a point where, I mean, obviously on a federal level, you know, you legalize it, you could tax it, and use that money for a lot of good things. But also, you stop this dumb war on drugs, especially weed, and you're wasting man hours and putting people in jail over a plant. A plant that's proven to help people that don't feel well. I mean, it's just crazy to me. You don't see a lot of crazy crimes happening with people on weed. I don't know.
I want to find out how many people are in, like, prison right now for marijuana. Just marijuana.
It's a ton. I guarantee you that would be a nice metric to be able to. I'd like to be able to see that number, too, and know, because it's mind-boggling to me that that still happens, that people are still going to prison for weed. I mean, even selling it, I think, is stupid to put people in prison for that. I mean, you're picking a plant, you're putting it in a bag, and you give it, you know, you're selling it. Mm-hmm. You know, put people in jail for selling rosemary or basil. It's no different to me.
So
sorry.
It says here that, this is from the Washington Post, that more than 99% of federal drug offenders are sentenced for trafficking, not possession. But there are still a few people in there. I'm sure you could find more than a handful of cases of people that just, you know, it was like their third strike or something like that.
Right.
And they had some pot on them, and then they're locked up for 20 years or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, it's just weird to me. Like, you know, like Leah said that to me the other day. She's like, well, don't get caught with any in your car. And I'm like, I don't think a cop would even do anything. Like, mm-hmm. I think most cops now would be like, oh, you got a joint in your car? And they're like, yeah. All right. Well, slow down. You were speeding a little bit.
So
I'm going to give you a warning.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it just doesn't even seem like it's worth the paperwork.
It's not. It's definitely not.
It's
crazy. I know, like, St. Pete has a citation thing. So if you have, like, a certain amount, like an eighth or something.
It's been
decriminalized
to a certain extent. Yeah, I think Tampa also has that now, too. So unless you have, like, you know, a ton that looks like you're, you know, distributing, I think you're okay. But obviously you don't want to get caught smoking it and driving, because you're driving under the influence. You know, it's the same as drinking and driving. So, but yeah, I think a lot of people kind of lose grip of that, too. You know, it's like, hey, man, why can't I smoke weed in my car? Because it's, you know, it's affecting your driving. You can't do that. You know, the same reason why you can't pop open a beer and drink it in your car. So I get that. Physicians wrote nearly 1.4 million orders certifying medical marijuana for 232,000 people between October last year and March of this year. A new report just released. That's a lot of damn people, man. That's a lot of people. So I don't know. I would like to see it. Now, there's so much money involved here. So if you legalize it recreationally, that kind of screws the whole medical side up, right? Like, now everybody can just get it. Like,
yeah,
so,
but I mean, you'll just still have clientele. I mean, you can just go in and to a dispensary and get it.
No, I'm saying, but there's money with these weed cards and the doctors and stuff. Now you're messing with pharmaceuticals, you know, basically.
Yes. So, yeah, I suppose that's true, but I would still be a bigger, you know, the more business they have, it's going to be better for the business, right? I mean, just the more potential customers that you have.
For we, but I'm worried that, you know, lobbyists for, you know, the doctors and the dispensaries, you know, that handle medical marijuana, they probably don't want it to be, you know, legalized recreationally. That would really affect them. Right now, they got a stronghold. If you want weed, you got to go to the doctor and pay for that card. And a card ain't cheap.
Or you could just go to your buddy. So I've heard, like, it's super expensive at these dispensaries, too. Like, if you just want to get, like, a quarter or something, you just go to your friend and pay $100. You go to these other places. I don't know how much it is offhand, but it's very expensive, way more expensive. And granted, you know, they have overhead, and this is, like, super potent, you know, whatever, made in a lab type stuff.
Right.
But a lot of these growers, I mean, I was getting pot in college that was crazy. You know, and they were just getting it from some guy that was just kind of growing it. So a lot of people are still getting it, you know, under the table because it's cheaper.
Yeah. And it's so crazy now. Like, you can't get bad weed anymore. It's harder to find bad weed than, you know, 20 years ago, it was hard to find good weed. Like,
I would love to find bad pot. If I can find
Weed, I've heard this from people. I've heard people that miss bad weed because bad weed doesn't get you as messed up.
Yeah.
So you can, like, you can just
enjoy
it. Smoke the crap out of it and not have an anxiety attack.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, you know, we went from having, like, light beer to having, like, Everclear, you know, like, everything now is, it's just, and you can get top notch so easy. Like, pretty much anywhere, anybody, and it's just readily available.
Somewhere along the way in my journey with pot in, like, college and high school, it was like you would just get, like, Bobo stuff with seeds. You were picking seeds out, and then, you know, 20% of the time you get access to stuff with no seeds, and it would look pretty good. And then it was, like, more and more common where it was like, this has coke on it or something. Like, I was afraid. I was like, does this have PCP on it?
That's
like,
scary, too. See, that's the beauty, Will, of getting it from a pro, getting it from a dispensary, is you ain't got to worry about it being laced with some BS, man.
It was just, like, good, like, high THC crystals on it, and it was, like, hydroponic. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't get regular stuff anymore. It was all hydroponic stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. Let's take this phone call real fast. Johnny B. Show, who are you?
Be welcome, Johnny B.
Yep, what up?
Hello.
What up? Oh, well, shoot, I had to clear my voice there, boys. So, you know, yeah, that's the thing. It went from okay to good, but instead of 25 for a quarter, it's 25 a gram now, you know, or then.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Oh, crap. That's ridiculous. Now, here's a question for you, buddy. You know how the stork brings the baby, you know?
Yeah.
The stork, oh, it brings the baby. Which bird doesn't?
What?
Oh, boy.
Think about it.
Is this a joke?
Swallow. The swallow.
Very good.
Have a great night, though.
Yeah, man.
You too. Bye.
You didn't like that? What did you think of that joke?
I liked it when I was 12 and my Uncle Gary told it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. 1984.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.